Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out to our friends down there listening to us on AM1000 in the Caribbean. Thank you very much for tuning in, as well as around the world on the Internet. And hello to Maria in Germany, and hello to everybody listening to us over there, Major Mac 2 and friends. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard. And by the way, we're going to add some group tonight because of what's going to be happening the next two or three days across America. And that's the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers, because they are going to be earning their pay as these big storms come swooping across the United States for the next several days. And we appreciate everybody for the job they do. Now, also, to everybody working the Third Watch, thank you very much for what you do, regardless of what you do, how you do it, where you do it. We appreciate you helping keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, to start us out on a Monday morning. Good morning, kiddo.
Amen. I'm going to sing amen, Captain, to you. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Reno. Hi, everybody. Hello. Yes, it's going to be quite a week. Anyway, little background laughter here. Okie dokie. Oh, and we need, Sam, we are praying for you. I tell you, I've never seen a time when so many people are either had surgery in the hospital, whatever. But I have brought in extra help. I want everybody to know, don't worry about little Miss Rosemary. I've got extra prayer people this week. I kind of had a feeling I'd need them. So they're going to be standing with me. And another thing that helped, and I want to mention this because it was so rare, Pastor Michelle has a pre-church for people that can't get out to church, you know, Sunday mornings for actually 5 full hours. I don't know how she does it, but she does it. She started hers out yesterday morning with guess what song? I'll raise a hallelujah. So we're going to keep those hallelujahs raised all week, no matter what we hear, because you're going to hear a lot of stuff. There's negativism out there. I get it every day. I live with it. You know what? It doesn't bother me because we're going to stay positive. Okay, I had already picked out a song for tonight that's very, very short, a few words. I don't think I've done this one in about 2 years. Maybe, I don't know, but I heard it. And I said, oh, that's it. For sure, this is it. We are overcomers. Here we go. Maybe nothing's really going great. You're looking for a ray of hope. Whatever you're going through, I know it won't get the best of you. Don't quit. Don't give up. You're an overcomer. You might be down for a moment, hit the bottom, hit the ground maybe, feeling hopeless, but that's when he's telling you, hold tight. Listen, people, stay in the fight till the final round. God is holding you right now. The same man who overcame death, there's nothing he can't do, and he's telling you, don't quit. Don't give in. You're overcomers. And I tell you, I actually heard that song because it's much longer all the way through yesterday. Praise God for giving me the strength. You know, I tell you, if anything could happen, it'd probably be around the holidays, I said. But that's the way it goes, people. But I do want you to know that because we are a team and we've been together a long time and we have at the helm of, at the wheel here, the chief, he doesn't get depressed. I wish Captain would show me depression one day. We're normal. But he doesn't. He's an overcomer. And you know what? I think the more we go through, sometimes we can get stronger. It's either going to get us or we're going to get it. And I'm telling you right now, the negativism I don't accept in my life. I know.
You know what the secret is?
I'll let you say it.
Never give in.
Oh, I've got that right now. The captain has no idea how I was going to end this show. I promise you all. I never know myself. I've got these words, Captain. We won't quit and we won't back down. We are more than conquerors and we're mighty in God. I have written those words to end this show with. Captain is got to be psychic. Quit it, Captain. Quit that. He did not know that. No, he did not know. I just wrote that out before the show, by the way. There's no way he could know that. So, Captain, that verifies it. You guys want verification? We didn't go over that. I just wrote that out. I'm going to put it aside. I'm going to repeat it every night. We are overcomers. We're not going to give in. By the way, you know how you can get negative? Just go negative. Oh, I'm afraid of this. Stop it. Stop it. There is so much prayer put on. And let me tell you about our president. I'm going to go into that one night to stop this craziness. Let me tell you, he will not lose. He's not losing. You think he's losing his popularity? No, he's not. No, he will not lose his base. You know, we're not. You know what? I don't see it. I mean, I'm not saying some.
Well, I'm going to get into the polls right after in the next segment, so they'll
know. Because that's right. And listen to the captain, because I'm telling you, people, I don't come on this show easily. There are some nights. You don't know what my days are. We won't go into that. Being a prayer warrior is probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I've worked for the law enforcement. I've been a mission. You name it. Oh, well, not everything, Captain. I haven't been a... Don't get me around fires here. We won't go there. But anyway, a lot of things, like the captain. Years ago, we had to work two jobs at a time. But I will tell you, this is difficult because it never ends. But you know what? It's a calling. And I will not give up. I won't back down. So anybody thinking I'm going to stop doing this, I don't think so. Not till you put me in the grave, because we need each other, and we need to build each other up, and that's what it's all about. And that's why I love the Captain's Army. We do build each other up. And we're going to do that all week. I've got messages galore of all different types, and we'll go whatever way the Captain feels. You know, I'll get with him. But anyway, in the meantime, don't quit, people. Don't give up. Don't back down. God bless you all. God bless America. Thank you, Captain.
All righty, and we appreciate Ms. Rosemary, and Cousin Vinny just chimed in here. Let me see if I can find Cousin Vinny. Cousin Vinny, amen, Sister Rosemary. Okay, that's Cousin Vinny. Got you there, my friend. All right, and I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. I got a whole bunch of poll numbers here I'm going to show you or tell you about. And good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. Permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy you are, and this is the Captain, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends of Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot. They are the father and son team that owns Relief Factor, and they can do for you what they did for me. I'm pretty sure of that, because they're telling me that 80% of the people that order Relief Factor through this program stay on it. Now, that's a pretty good thing to know, because I keep telling you it's been working for me, and I've been on it 3 years and 8 months right now. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain, whether it's arthritis like what I have, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches of any kind, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Because many people, including myself, have found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, when I first started taking Relief Factor, my pain factor every day was 7 to 8 on a scale of 10. Every day. There were some days when I could hardly even move. And I'm not exaggerating. Anybody with arthritis will tell you that. Now, I got it down to a 1 to 2, where it's totally tolerable and under control. Some days it's a 0, but not all the time. And when it gets cold like this, I guarantee you, when I walk outside, it's going to be like, oh, man, here we go. But anyway, I'm not complaining. Just check out the 1995 3-week quick start plan by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. You will see a little video tutorial right there. Click on it. Watch it. It'll tell you what's in the product. It'll tell you how to take the product. It'll tell you what the product does. There's a number of testimonials in there. It's about 90 seconds or 2 minutes long, somewhere in that range. But believe me, everything you see there will be true, absolutely positively true. And you wouldn't hear me telling you that it works for me if it didn't. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? There you go. Now, the polls are telling me a very interesting story about what's transpiring in the country right now. Because in surveys last week, this is what came from Rasmussen Reports. President Trump ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 46%. Now, that's holding steady. In some polls, on other polls, it's been as high as 50%, but it's holding steady. Now, are we going to come together? Not likely, the voters say, if most politicians have their way and they keep dividing and conquering us. President Trump's cabinet seems to have a revolving door at times, but then most voters agree that the president doesn't depend on his cabinet like the majority of his predecessors. Voters also see a bigger threat from President Trump's opponents over policy issues than from his supporters. Now, if Democrats succeed in removing him from office, and it's highly doubtful, 1 in 3 still see the threat of a civil war in the near future. And most voters here are aware of the escalating pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong, but don't favor any U.S. involvement. Now, they're also slightly less likely to suspect that our government gives China a pass on bad behavior because of its economic muscle. In addition, more Americans than ever are watching online streaming services like Netflix and Hulu. But with several new companies, including Disney and Apple, entering the market, many now say there's too much to look at. Never thought you'd have that problem. I remember when there used to be, let's see, 3 TV channels where I lived. And that was it, 3 TV channels. And you had to have the rabbit ears just exactly right to be able to get them. Oh, yes. And Americans also still aren't buying the attacks on this country made by some politicians and college campus radical groups. As a matter of fact, the more they do that, the more the Democrats stumble in the polls. Because the voters, the people that are filling out these polls, believe that it's the Democrats that are doing that. Now, the House impeachment hearings haven't moved voters so far, with a plurality still expecting President Trump to be reelected next November in the Rasmussen poll, that's plus 13%. And the number who thinks the president's impeachment isn't likely hasn't changed. Now, there's still a sizable support for expanding the hearings to include the activities of Joe Biden and his son. More people favor doing that right now than they do impeaching the president. And 39% of likely U.S. voters think the country is headed in the right direction. And all of that shows you that America is not buying the Democratic line that they've been trying to sell, Adam Schiff and company, Nancy Pelosi, since the impeachment proceedings started, the hearing started. Now, the House impeachment hearings just haven't moved voters so far. And when Rasmussen first asked a question back in December of 2017, 45% believe the president would be reelected in 2020. The new poll that's out, 46%. So basically, the survey hasn't changed in the past year. 26% say that he will be defeated by the Democratic nominee, whoever that is. But this finding has been trending down from 33% in late July to 28% 2 months ago. So the Democrats' numbers are going backwards. Backwards. And Trump's overall voter approval has been tracking up since all this impeachment stuff started. It's been as high as 50% in the Rasmussen poll, and it's been as high as 57% in other polls. So there you go. Think about that for a minute. All right, and good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, we're shaking, sir. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, you got just a little bit of time, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you were talking about a pro-democracy protest. Those protests, those things have been going on for about 6 or 8 months now, and they've slowly been escalating. It's more about the Hong Kong citizenry wanting to be more autonomous. So then you had the commies roll in there and all over, you know, trying to shoot, move, and communicate against the protesters. It was odd to see. I thought the Senate should have passed a resolution earlier, but they didn't pass the resolution in support of the quote-unquote pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong until after the Hong Kong stock market started tanking. Mm. And I think that that just bolstered support to protect the stocks, so to speak. I mean, we're looking at...
Well, it's a trade deal, too, Eric. They're trying to protect the trade deal.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is it about principles or is it about principles? If that makes sense. And then as far as I say, the support for President Trump's going on, I think the people that are going to support him, support him. People that aren't going to support him, aren't going to support him. I think there's the proverbial tug of war going on. But as I say this, I still personally feel that the Democrat-controlled Congress has to produce on this impeachment or they will lose tons of donations for the upcoming presidential campaign, which are probably going to start bulldozing money.
But it's not going to happen, Eric. It's not going to happen. They're not going to impeach this president. It'll never fly in the Senate.
Well, I understand. Though they can impeach. I think they will impeach him because of the Democrat promises to their base. Or there's going to be all hell's going to break loose. But do I think he's going to be removed?
Well,
I don't think he's going to be removed. I think that people should call 202-225-3121, the switchboard for the Senate, and urge their senators. Hey, we need to support this cat.
Let me toss something out there. If they change gears, they will change gears to do one thing: censure the president. That's the next step that they'll do.
Sure. Yeah. Do I think he's going to become an ex-president? Like official title is ex-president Clinton because of his impeachment. I don't know the censure. And you want to talk about petty now? Well, because we don't like what you're saying. You can't speak. You're not supposed to. Do you understand what I'm getting at, right? It's almost in the pity party mode here.
Yep.
We're all suffering down here. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. But anyway, lastly, real quick, on the story about the first female Marine to graduate the basic reconnaissance course back in a couple weeks ago in November.
Make it quick.
Yep, roger that. Word around, I talked with some people who... basically a part of the instructor cadre, she did it 110% on her own and refused media interviews. So congratulations to the new recon Marine. Hoorah. Semper Fi, sir. Thanks.
All right, thank you. That's Eric, and Eric got it all in there. Way to go, Eric. All right, and I'll be right back with more, starting with our first military and veterans news segment. We were going to talk about that Marine, but Eric just did it for me.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer has been fired for allegedly proposing a deal with the White House behind Defense Secretary Mark Esper's back to resolve a matter involving a Navy SEAL. In his resignation letter, Richard Spencer says the most important responsibility he has is to maintain good order and discipline in the ranks, and he no longer shares that understanding with the Commander-in-Chief. Defense Secretary Mark Esper asked for Spencer's resignation, saying he'd lost trust and confidence. The controversy involves Navy Chief Officer Edward Gallagher, who was convicted of posing with the corpse of a dead teenager. Gallagher was demoted, but President Trump restored his rank. Hong Kong protesters took a pause to go to the polls. People showed up in record numbers voting in municipal elections that are widely viewed as a referendum on the pro-democracy movement. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first Veterans Military News Report on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, two locations to better serve you. And believe me when I tell you, if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job and you're a veteran, you can use your veterans' benefits to take full advantage of this job opportunity.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job. And believe me, $50,000 to $60,000 a year is where you are going to start. So think about that for a second. National Aviation Academy, NAA NAA.edu. NAA.edu is the website. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080 is the phone number. Give them a call. Tell them you want to take the tour. And the rest will be history, because I'm sure you'll see what the rest of us know. Now, I want to warn everybody about the Iranian situation. First of all, we have the CENTCOM commander, General Kenneth McKenzie, telling that based on the past behavior of Iran and based on the military buildup of Iran and based on the movement of some troops and equipment to certain areas, that in his opinion, he believes, as well as some of the military planners, he believes that we could be looking at another incident similar to the strike on Saudi Arabia's Aramco plant, their oil refineries and fields, back on September the 14th, when they took half of Riyadh's oil production offline. And he believes that that could be happening again, or something else in the region. Now, the general spoke at a regional security conference in Bahrain, home of the Navy's 5th Fleet. The general pledged a continuing American security commitment to the Gulf, despite a Trump administration policy shift to prioritize threats from China and Russia. Now, he also urged the regional partners like Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and Oman to work with Washington. So we'll see where all that goes. Now, we just had the Secretary of the Navy told to resign by the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper. This was over the Navy saying that they were going to go after the Trident, the Navy SEAL Trident, of Chief Petty Officer Edward Gallagher. Now, Eddie was just exonerated and cleared of the charges that he was brought up on, and his rank was restored so that he could retire if that's what he wants to do as a Chief Petty Officer, and also keep his Trident as a Navy SEAL. There were some in the Naval Operations Office, along with the Naval Secretary, who agreed with them, that maybe that wasn't such a great idea. Well, I'm not surprised, and you shouldn't be either, that more than likely the president said that that wasn't going to happen. He said it in the form of a tweet, I believe. And in doing so, you have to assume, at least I'm going to assume for a minute, I'll try to find out more with Denise Simon when she comes on, because that'll be our first topic. But I'm going to assume that he told the Secretary of Defense to get rid of the Navy Secretary for allowing this to happen, because it never should have. But that's just me talking, but then what do I know? And by the way, amid a crisis of traditional civilian-military relations, an unconventional commander-in-chief took to Twitter to telegraph his displeasure with the Navy leaders who were trying to take away the Navy SEAL's Trident. That's how this all got started. And now we have what we have. By the way, you heard Eric talk about the first female Marine who passed the basic reconnaissance course and earned the 0321 Reconnaissance Marine Occupational Specialty, or MOS. The Marine Corps has confirmed that. And she did it on her own. No help whatsoever. No rules were lowered. No standards were lowered. No rules were changed. Nothing like that. And what are you telling me, Eric? I'm trying to see what... Well, okay. I got so many messages here, Eric, I'll have to look at it in a minute. But anyway, Gallagher was set up to be the example, Chief Petty Officer Gallagher, for whatever the circumstance might happen to be, and it's just, it's not going to happen. So back to where we are here. The Inspector General report released about the Air Force Academy and one Brigadier General Christian Goodwin, former Commandant of Cadets at the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, failed to maintain a healthy command climate and broke multiple travel regulations by turning in receipts for some trips that went to places where the Air Force wasn't even doing things. I guess she was taking vacations on the Air Force Academy's dime. And she got fired as a result, and she's going to seek redress for the firing from the Air Force. We'll see where that goes. Also, two airmen were killed in a mishap involving two T-36 Talon trainer aircraft at Vance Air Force Base in Oklahoma late last week. Thoughts and prayers go out to them. Always a sorry situation when something like that happens. And again, they were training, so one can only assume that something went wrong there. Now, something else, the Pentagon, and not to be forgotten about, by the way, the Pentagon and the Guardian Angels are still defending against insider attacks in Afghanistan. Now, a beat cop street sense proved to be a major factor in meeting the ongoing threat of insider attacks at a recent Army National Guard unit's deployment in Afghanistan. Now, these green on blue attacks that happen, definitely need to be addressed, because you don't know who you can trust. You don't know who you can trust. And good morning to Catwoman and Road Dog again. I'll get to you guys in a minute. But, Eric, you know, I appreciate everything you're doing there. And by the way, how are your boys doing there, Eric? I think you said that the one boy is up for sergeant promotion earlier than what it would have called for because he's been doing so well. And, of course, Russia, the shakeup of the recent U.S. retreat, major powers in northwest Syria now bolstered their forces and converged on a strategically critically held area by ISIS. We've also still continued to fight ISIS with our Kurdish allies over there. They have not gone away, I might add, ISIS. They've just relocated. So that's what's going on there. And in addition, some 14,000 troops are now in Saudi Arabia. Okay. I hear the music. That means we got to disappear for another break. And when we come back, we'll have our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And by the way, carry your chains with you if you're going west. You need to have them anyway, pursuant to the chain law. But you might need them the next few days.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some hell of a mind breaks. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed and Eastbound and Down, Load Up and Trucking. And because our Truckers Highway and Byway report's got a lot of weather in it, I cut that a little bit short. Now, here we go. A coastal storm right now is impacting New England into Monday, bringing locally heavy rain and gusty winds to the coastal areas. Also, wintry precipitation to the interior. Right now, the snow is up into northern Maine. It quit snowing in New Hampshire and Vermont and the western part of Maine, but the northeastern part of Maine is getting snow right now. They're also getting some weather down along the coast from right about just north of Boston all the way to the Nova Scotia line along I-95. Now, there are some winds in the eastern part of New York all the way up into the Lake George area from New York City over into New England as well from this system. They're causing some winds that way. You're also getting some rain right now coming in from the western end of Lake Erie to the Dundee, let's see, Ripley to Dundee to Buffalo. There's some rain coming in there, some scattered precipitation. There may be, but not sure just yet because it's been fairly warm up there. There may be some mixed precipitation coming in a little bit later. Now, here we go with the hard stuff. Hazardous travel conditions are expected out west. An active weather pattern will set up over the western U.S. during the rest of the week. Several storm systems are going to bring rounds of heavy rain in the southern, the southwestern desert, in the mountains, 2,000 feet and up, heavy mountain snow, and strong winds. Now, taking a look at what's going on out west, in Oregon, along I-5, in about 50 or 60 miles of Oregon, you've got a winter storm warning right there from Medford straight up I-5. To the east of there, merely a winter storm watch and a general snow warning. Now, in the Sierra Nevadas, all the way from Northern California all the way down to the San Bernardino Mountains, you have a winter storm warning. Everything above 2,000 feet, 1 to 2 feet of snow generally, and anything higher than that in the higher passes, like Donner, for example, possibly even El Cajon, Tehachapi, and maybe even the Grapevine, there could be 3 feet or more snow up there between now and between, say, Thanksgiving morning. Now, that storm system is going to continue to move east because in Nevada, right now, it's hard to tell where it's not going to be snowing or sleeting or freezing, raining or something with the high winds because Nevada pretty much is blanketed with some sort of precipitation, one type or another. Now, Reno, obviously, you know what's going to happen up there because of Donner. I-80 is going to move across. You're going to have a general snow moving across I-80 into Utah. Over across Wyoming, there is a winter storm warning for eastern Wyoming right now, all the way into Nebraska along I-80, I-70, Denver, Colorado. You will get snow to the east of there, out on the plains, Kansas, I-70. There's a winter storm warning for about 100 to 150 miles into Kansas right now, so be advised that it's coming. And the snow, general snow right now, is on an angle across Nebraska into the southeastern corner of South Dakota up into the southwestern and central part of Minnesota across the central and northwestern part of Wisconsin all the way up into the upper peninsula of Michigan with some high winds up in the northeastern part of Minnesota. Also, Iowa, you'll have snow in the western part of Iowa, I-80 probably across to about Des Moines is where you'll run out of it. But that system is starting to move east and it's gathering storm. And as again, as I said, there's not one, there's not two, but three separate systems coming across, all chasing each other over the next several days into the weekend. Down into Kansas we go, Oklahoma we go. You've got high winds down there in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Also in Amarillo down to Lubbock, winds down in that area, as well as down to Fort Stockton. Across New Mexico tonight on I-40, you've got high winds there. Coming up I-25 out of Texas, out of Alamogordo, out of El Paso, you've got winds blowing there. You've got winds across Arizona. There will be snow in the higher elevations in Arizona. Question is, when will it start and how much? It looks like as if it could be the same as California. And then also, just for good measure, Catwoman and Road Dog just chimed in here and said that mile marker 98, I-30 in West Arkansas, sporadic fog coming in. They said the temperature there is 34 degrees, and of course that's dropping. Now, there's going to be a lot of cold temperatures with no precipitation, so get your fuel right when you're moving across the country. Make sure you get your fuel right. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. All righty, let's drift on over here. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. What happened to Eddie Gallagher? What was that all about, and why did the Navy Secretary go?
Well, apparently, this is kind of interesting, because apparently Secretary Spencer had actually gone around ranks and went directly to the White House.
Called insubordination. Mm-hmm.
And proposed to the White House that if they don't get involved, that they would allow Gallagher to keep his Trident and retire with it. Now, this was apparently unknown to Secretary Esper until last Friday. So there were apparently multiple conversations, and that this proposal to the White House was done in private. Mm-hmm. So he, as a result of this, was terminated. Secretary Esper said that he is deeply troubled by the conduct shown by senior DOD official. So he says that he no longer has confidence to continue in the position. So Esper has proposed that the ambassador Kenneth Braithwaite, who is U.S. ambassador to Norway,
isn't he former Navy?
He's a retired Navy Rear Admiral, to be considered as the next secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Secretary Spencer's letter of resignation is kind of interesting. I've read that. He's pretty much opposed to the fact that the White House got involved, and he says so graciously but tersely in his letter of resignation.
Well, you know, this court martial, they found some irregularities with the Eddie Gallagher court martial, with the court martial court itself, and there were some things that happened there along the way. And then, of course, you had this Eddie Gallagher was not the one who killed this this prisoner. It was, in fact, a corpsman. Who thought he was doing the right thing because the guy was going to die anyway because of his injuries, and all he did was just block his nostrils and stop him from breathing.
Well, there's a lot of dissension apparently in what is known as his unit, Alpha Platoon SEAL Team 7.
That's what we've been hearing. Okay, excuse me. All right.
There were three that were going to testify against him.
Yep, and that never happened. Okay, but anyway, we'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Got to go to the top of the hour news break, and when we come back, we got stuff to talk about. If we got stuff to talk about, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Good morning, LJ.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.